That's a quarter.
Okay, looks like all the important people are here. And we're dialed in on the phone. Want all of you to know that we do have the power now, thanks to Vance Green, this neat little teleconferencing unit up here. So that anytime you're anywhere in the world and can't be at a meeting that you want to listen in on, you can dial in. And the instructions to dial into this system are posted on the website. Or you could probably ask one of the board or Vance how to do that. First off, I want to thank everybody that's here for taking the time to show up. This is a special meeting that was called out of necessity to get a board in place. As most of you know, at the annual meeting, we didn't actually have a vote, and that's come into question and caused some concern for some members. And so the purpose of the special meeting today is simply to have a membership vote to put a board in place that can function for the remainder of this year until the normal annual meeting in September, when basically all of us are up for grabs. I think it would probably be appropriate that we begin our meeting with a word of prayer. And Ole, if you wouldn't mind, I'd ask you to offer prayer.
Our Father in Heaven, we meet together as a body of concerned people to come to some decisions that will best negotiate the running of the ranch. We pray that Thy Spirit will be upon us, that we will make good decisions, that the decisions will affect the ranch for the good. We're grateful for the attendance of the people here and pray that they will be blessed with safety as they travel to and fro. These things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It is first hour, basically, which really won't take much of an hour, but we will be opening the ballots that have been sent in. And those of you who are here in attendance, if you want to hand a ballot to Linda, before we do that, maybe we can have a little bit of discussion or answer any questions if you have concerns or questions on exactly why we're doing what we're doing, any questions immediately pop into mind. As a little way of explanation, Bob Becker, John Martin, and Ken Lent were three of the members that were nominated and appointed to the board in September, along with Nancy Byrne from California, who was just unable because of distance and time to be very effective, and so she had withdrawn her name. Our previous president was Candace Fosay from Las Vegas, and due to some family concerns and health concerns, and had resigned from the board, effectively leaving us all in a little bit of a...
Larry, can we have an introduction to the board?
Sure.
Folks around the table.
My name's Larry Clarkson. I've been around the ranch for years and years and years. And as at present, I'm acting as the interim president. Hopefully here in 15 minutes, Bob will pick up.
No.
But our ranch business secretary is Linda Alderman. She's the one with the fiery red hair. You won't miss her. Bob Becker from California and Deer Springs Ranch has been serving for the past 6 months as a board member.
Secretary.
And the board secretary as an officer. Ole Lindgren is the ranch manager.
We've heard a lot of great things about you, Ole.
I just wish that they were all true.
None of them from me.
Hecklers be stopped.
Ole and his family, we all have been a great addition to the ranch, and part of what we're doing is trying to get a board and a group in place to continue through this season that we're already into, but see if we can't really make some good things happen at the ranch that makes everybody happy. I mean, in a group of more or less 300 people. It's going to be hard to please everybody all the time, but we really want to try to alleviate a lot of the past polarity that we've all felt and do great things, and Ole is a big, big part of that. On this side of the table, we have John Martin from Las Vegas, who's been serving as the vice president and was appointed to the board this past 6 months ago, and Ken Lent as the treasurer. So that's Bob, Ken, and John are three of the names back on the board, more or less to be ratified. They've been serving very well as board members in their capacity, and are basically seeking the stamp of approval from the membership so that we are a member voted board and alleviate or wipe out the question of.
Larry, is the president nominated by the board, not by the membership?
Yeah. So once we go through the accounting process, which I can explain is almost a, I don't know what the right term is, but it's just kind of academics. We're going through a process. When we have our 7-member board, we will probably go hide out in the conference room and eat a donut. And
elect the president.
And elect the president. Well, we did. But we're actually creating a new board, and therefore we will also redraw straws and have a president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. They are scattered here.
I received one ballot, I believe it is. I don't know, but it had your name on it, so I did not open it. You want to open that just to make it?
Anthrax. And I apologize. I know I have received a few emails in the last day or two. My computer melted to the ground on Tuesday, and since then, which has been very hectic because I do probably 90% of my business on my computer, and I've been
not a good thing.
Yeah, running blind. So if any of you have emailed me and I haven't responded, I apologize. I have had a few phone calls and whatnot. But, and I don't appreciate Brent calling me all the time just breathing. I know
it's breathe, Larry.
Are you sure?
When does
Brent
breathe? He's happy to be able to breathe, right?
Well, that's
why
I said
maybe by a little way of explanation or introduction, the other... We did receive, actually, let me back up a little bit. In December, if you guys correct me if I'm remembering wrong, but in December we met in Mesquite, Nevada, and we did discuss at that time holding a special meeting to call for an election, because that was when the question came up and we realized we really actually had not had a membership election. And so we started to proceed forward with things at that time. As unfortunately bureaucracies and boards stumble across sometimes, we haven't been really efficient, and so with the resignation of Candace and Nancy, that really necessitated this meeting. So we called for nominations. We sent out mailers to everybody. You probably all received it. That's right here, calling for the special meeting and calling for nominations. We did receive nominations of probably 6 or 7, possibly 8 other people to serve on the board. We contacted each of them to ask them if they would or could serve, and all of them, other than the names that are on the ballot, declined. Not that they don't care or want to help, but either at this time in their life, or many of them felt they could actually serve the ranch better. It may sound crazy, but when you become a board member, in one way or another, you become kind of handcuffed as to what you can or can't do. And so you can be as effective as members that are actively involved and vocal. I don't want to open the door wide open just for you to shotgun the board with complaints and gripes, but offering suggestions and solutions to what our needs are at the ranch. I told somebody, our little scale of justice with the complaint department and the solution department is already tipped this way. It's been this way for years, and until it gets off dead bottom here, we don't have any more room for complaints. No vacancy sign is there. So as we get solutions and get it tipped back, we can become more effective as a board and as a... I thought I'd better look at it before. It might be something.
It has a ballot in it. That's all I need.
Yeah. We'll have to find out exactly why he had put on here no questioning whether they're qualified or not. But
okay.
Somebody's
got
a pulse,
they're qualified.
That's
right.
Where's
your house? I'll look at it. Go ahead and sit in front of me.
You and I have already seen that. Anyway, the other, like I said, there were other members that were... Their names were put forward, and I don't want anybody to wonder, hey, I put forth the name of Louis Millay, how come he's not on the ballot? And Louis wasn't put forward, but I just picked on him because he's my buddy. Anybody that was nominated or their name was given to us, we contacted to ask them if they could or would put the name in the running to serve, and for various reasons they declined, leaving us with the six names, the three that are currently serving, and three new men who maybe we'll take a minute to introduce each of them if some of you don't know who they are, and maybe even give them a second to try to talk their way out of it, since in all reality this
don't
is kind of
many rooms.
This is kind of the, we're going through a process that, and some people have been real concerned, and I've had a few phone calls just in the last day or two saying, I didn't get my ballot mailed in, I really, you know, what should I do? And I've tried not to minimize anybody's vote. We want to let everybody know every single owner at the ranch has a voice, every single owner has a vote, and should feel like their vote counts, and they should cast their vote. In this situation, we have six men who have stepped forward to say, I will serve on the board for the next 6 months. We've got six slots. It's you know, I hope you understand we're just kind of going through the process here, but maybe if you three men don't mind at least maybe saying a word or two about who you are. Some of you will recognize them, some of you won't recognize these guys, but Dustin Hollis, John Southwick, and Dirk Clayson, if you want to go in that order and maybe take 3 or 4 minutes and tell us who you are, how your gear springs.
I'm Dustin Hollis, and my family bought 2 years ago, and I'm on number 259 in Sly Canyon. And
pardon me.
Yeah, sure.
My hearing is very bad. If you just speak louder.
Sorry. I own lot 259 in Fly Canyon. We bought 2 years ago. And we just moved to Cedar City 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I talked to Candace a while back at the annual meeting when we were short members, board members. And I don't know if it was possible then because I was living in Arizona. But now that we've got the conferencing and I think people are more able to, with a little bit further away to get into the board, and it's just a series of nice events allowed us to move up here. In fact, the big reason we moved up here was the ranch. We had to move to heaven and earth to get here, but it was very difficult, but we're actually building a house up in a lot, couple acre lot in Cedar City. So it would be nice to close. Thanks.
I'm John Southwick, and we've owned a lot for a few years here at Springs Ranch, lot number 270. My wife and I moved to St. George a few years ago, about 3 years ago. We really enjoy the area. It's just a time in my life that I can help out with the ranch, so I'm looking forward to that. I've always had good experiences at the ranch, and hope I can serve you in this capacity. Thank you.
My name's Dirk Pleasant, and I own lot 301 and 302. And Larry's my brother-in-law, so you can hold that against me if you need to. But I'm not sure that I'm qualified, but I am willing to try to help out at the ranch and to try to do what we can to make the ranch a better property. So, thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. with that, really the only business of this special meeting is simply to go through the motion of counting up votes and...
I'm just checking to make sure all the dues is paid here, so that's what we do.
This has been one other kind of a side benefit of holding a special meeting mid-year. Many of us procrastinate paying our dues for whatever reason, and now to be eligible for the board and to be eligible to vote, to be, as our bylaws say, in good standings. Everybody's had to pay up a little early, and that's been good for the budget. Maybe giving Kent a little peace of mind that we've got a dollar or two in the account. There's always more holes in the bottom of the bucket than there are in the top of the bucket. You usually have one at the top. Although it's bigger, there's a lot of little ones at the bottom.
I'm just going through the list here to make sure that all the dues has been paid. So
she's a
you need some time filler. I've got some time.
Yeah. What about?
Let's
why don't we have him do that?
Discuss a few. Probably the next one.
Okay, should I be taking notes on this end?
Yeah,
we are recording.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's been a request to have an introduction of Linda, because she's a very important part of our board member. Yeah,
I'm going to
keep on going. We have a 7-member board, but we're not the brains behind the operation. The day-to-day running of the ranch will be done by the ranch manager, Zoli, and the business stuff will be handled by Linda, who is our business secretary. She also does all the reservations. If you call now to Deer Springs Ranch or do anything over the internet, she's the one that will be receiving your requests for reservations. And so if you get mad,
call me.
Just dial 911. If you need something from the ranch that we can help you with, Linda's the one to go to.
Is the phone working out for the ranch? Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, I should qualify that. It works at about 8:00 at night.
Okay.
And if I get a break in between. But you can call any time. My messages are just about full every night when I get in there. So if it says messages full, you can't leave a message. And so call early in the morning, it'll be on there by the night time.
Very good.
I wish I had a faster response time, but we were just figuring the other day. I haven't been to bed before 1 in the morning in the last 10 days. And I go in and I answer as many messages as seem urgent. But
can you put my name on there?
This all-tell thing, you can't even go buy a message. You have to listen to the whole thing just to erase it.
I know.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Only I'll tell you how to do that.
Oh, good. Because some messages...
They're not real good about telling you how to... You
know. My one at home, I go, I know what that one is. I know what that one is. And it saves a lot of time.
Can everybody see that from where they're sitting?
Yeah.
Okay. While we're stalling for a little bit more time before we have Ole go through a little presentation, because most of what he will do on a monthly basis in a manager's report is actually what we will be doing in the board meeting. This meeting is simply the members' meeting to take care of the vote to get a board. Then we're going to have our normal board meeting, which we hold every month, which is a board meeting to discuss with the manager, the secretary, and the board what's happening at the ranch. Members are always welcome to come and attend, give input, ask questions, but it is a board meeting. It's our meeting, and you're welcome to attend. I don't want to open it up to where it's just a membership shooting gallery. Not at the board or from the board or member to member. That's happened in the past, and I've been pleased frustrated with anything good. And so
hopefully can all play nice. And with that, I'll give Mr. Cole a little killer time. Time killer.
Well, while you're counting votes, this will just save us time in the other meeting.
Yeah, good.
That's good. Anyone, if anyone wants
called comic relief.
Water or anything.
No, there's some serious stuff here, too.
These are for everybody.
Hey, Sean, get back here. Now, if you need to go to the bathroom, go ahead. It's going to take a couple minutes. Oh, I got it.
You got ammunition.
Now, okay. My name is Brent Fulmer. I live out there in Paris Springs full time. Been there. This will be my sixth. I'm going into my sixth year of full time living out there. First 2 years I lived in a tent, and quite honestly, it was good. I liked it. So anyway, I'm going to tell you all the things that need to be done in the short term at Deer Springs Ranch, and I thought I'd take the opportunity to do it now. Now, personally, I've done three or four presentations for good old Deer Springs, and I find I do a much better job if I have a nemesis. And so this year I've chosen as my nemesis a somewhat fictional character called Oldie Man.
Oldie Man!
Not to be mistaken for our Oldie, because it's actually spelled with two E's.
Ah.
But, I'm a Scootin' Pot Man.
Ken.
Of course.
That's yours.
Of course, the sun shining over my head.
Oh.
You can also call me Scooter if you like, but don't be mistaken with Scooter Libby. My neighbor. Now, this you might think is Oldie because he's got a cowboy hat and a goat. But he's the anti-scooter. And I prefer to call him Scatman, or just Scat for short.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Alright. Now, here's where it gets serious. This is the upper water system. We got all sorts of things we need to fix on this upper water system to make those upper cabins go to work. Alright? Just so this is just a little bit of information for everyone. So when you come out here and you turn on the tap and you got water in one of those cabins, you know why you got water, and you know if you don't got water, what the problem
is. Anybody here?
All right. Up at the top of the hill. Down at the bottom, I'll go down there, but there's a spring down there that feeds the tank, and it pumps 285 feet up the hill to a 10,000-gallon tank and a 4,000-gallon tank. That gravity feeds to the cabins. Okay? Last year we had multiple problems with the pump, and we installed a solar pump down here, and the solar pump feeds these tanks and keeps them full. The problem we have up there with these cabins is that when this system was put together, there was no valve put here. So if we have a problem down here, we have to shut the valves off to these two tanks, and the cabins lose their water. They have no water. Well, we make the repairs down here. Now, the reason why I say we, I functioned as the temporary manager. I functioned last winter as the temporary manager. I functioned this last winter as the temporary manager. So I have an intimate knowledge of all the functions of this thing, so they always seem to break when I'm there. So, anyway, what we have is last November, Thanksgiving time, Vance Green and I, and Vance is a member from Arizona, who owns his own underground detection utility business. And so Vance and I came up, we cut a hole in the pipe up here, snaked down, found our roughly where our T is here, and we want to install a valve here. Okay? So when we have to make a repair down here, we don't have to drain this whole water line, or we don't have to drain all this down. We can stop the water there. Okay, so the cabins can keep having water while we're making the repairs down here. And surprisingly, we always have something we need to do. The other thing that we want to do down here is we want to put a valve down here, so when we have to pull this system apart, we don't have to drain all the water out of this line. Right, which is roughly 1,000 gallons of water. Now, when you live in the desert and you live on as little water a day as I do, I have my own well, but I'm very conservative. When you watch 1,000 gallons of water go into the dirt, it brings a tear to your eye. Okay, so we need to put a valve down here. We have in this tank. This is spring fed. This spring feeds at roughly 5 gallons a minute into this tank. But we have two pumps. We have an AC pump and we have a run by a generator, and we have a solar pump that we installed last year. The AC pump, when we used to use the generator all the time on it, required that the manager go up there three times a week, start that generator, run the generator for an hour or so, go back, and you have to remember to go from headquarters up to the cabin and back is a 12-mile trip. And if you do that, you know, if you do that and you have to get back to the headquarters, then it's a 24-mile trip. So anyway, we decided last year when the generator, when our old propane generator went belly up, we were going to put a solar pump on here, and we did. That solar pump provides pumps at 1.5 gallons a minute. Anytime the sun is shining, we're getting 1.5 gallons a minute pumped to these tanks here. Because we had Allen Speed.
What is the vertical elevation?
285 feet between here and here.
That's vertical elevation.
That's the vertical elevation.
Boy, that's a good pump.
It's a dandy little pump.
Wonderful.
Anyway, the solar panels are here. It's 24-volt pump here. We had a problem with overheating, which Vance and I are going to fix later this afternoon. And then we're going to put this pump back into this.
Could you just move that over just about 2 feet? Linda's beautiful, but I
can't. Actually, Brent, if you don't mind, I know you're all way into this because Brent does a good presentation, but let's go ahead and pause. And because Linda's got things done, that way maybe the three guys in the room will listen closer as board members.
Oh, okay.
With a little responsibility than just members with a little concern and care.
Well, he was not an off.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll go ahead and turn it over to Linda for our official announcement of count.
I've asked Shauna Klosik and Lynette Foster to help count so that we have three.
Okay. She's been going through right now, double checking membership dues. Qualifications, make sure everybody's in good standing.
That'd be great, thank you.
And this may sound a little ridiculous because of the fact that we have six members, we have six slots. If one of y'all vote for them, they're on board. If none of you vote, and I mean, if one person votes at all, they're on the board. But we do have members that are really
right
picky about this or that, and so we
might all
make an attempt to do everything we can possibly to be in.
Just go to round everybody sign this?
Yes.
In fact, while they're going through this count, for the benefit of myself and maybe some of the others here, I would ask, maybe let's go through the room and let us know who you are and what lot you own, just so you can get to know your neighbor a little bit better. We'll start down here with Fred Searles.
So Fred Searles owns five lots up on the top of the hill. Look like 95, 97, 98, 99, and up.
He's kind of the furthest east corner, excluding the podium chain.
I think so. I'm not just going to come down this way. Okay. Each one of us have a vote on the vote.
John Southwick, lot 270.
All right. Larry Meltzer, I just purchased a lot 146 back in the fall.
Brent Fuller, 117.
Sunshine Harris, we have 163. And we have the best view. In my opinion, humble opinion.
John Harris, I'm your worst half.
We skipped over Vance right here.
There's another half of 165.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry and Bev Racine, lot 305. Dustin Hollis, 59.
Betty Nettle, 151.
Nancy Stimson, I have two locks up there, 191. I don't know what the heck the other number is.
It's probably a real pretty one.
That's why I'm writing it. Okay.
I can't hear a word you say.
Tell us who you are, Lewis. Tell us who you are and what lot you've got so everybody knows who their neighbors are.
Stand up. Lewis, my and my lot is number 11. What else you want to know?
The handsome devil is sitting next to you.
And he's my son. And he's involved in the project. And I'm older than you think. I'm 83.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Elvin Holliday, lots 60 and 66, and we've been involved in the ranch since back in the 70s. It's a great place.
That's the back row.
Up in Idaho. Anybody heard of Preston, Idaho?
Yes. Yes.
Any of your grandchildren or children heard of Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes. Yes.
That was my grandson, Jared Hess, that wrote that and directed it.
Oh, really? Right. Wow.
It's
okay, back to the back row, Larry.
Very bad.
Get your vote on that one.
139, 140. Joseph was lot 92.
I'm Scott Foster.
We're going to have to ask my mom about that. We have 193 and 194. He has fixed our computer.
Ah.
I'm Mr. President.
Larry Murphy?
No, no.
Bob 130.
Okay, I want to tell you, maybe you don't know each other as well, and some of you I don't know very well because you're either new or you've been on different parts of the world at one time or another, but many, many people here and other people at the ranch have been very helpful at one time or another in providing a service or something to the ranch, and that's what we're going to have to continue with is helping out. I mean, I can look through nearly everybody that's done something great for the ranch, whether it's, you know, welding grader blades or phone systems or solar panels or road repairs. We all use and enjoy the ranch, and we all need to contribute and help however we can. Sometimes that may be with money, sometimes that may be with service, sometimes that may be just with support. Being behind at a meeting or at a service day, we're going to try to organize some little work days at the ranch that can be some of the funnest times at the ranch. So don't be afraid to roll up your pant legs and get in the mud.
Is there a way you can update what the ranch needs? There's an online list.
That's 191.
We can and we are. Again, thanks to Vance Green, he's gotten more involved.
I didn't know if
just recently, in the last week or so, there have been additions to the ranch website, letting people know what's going on, what's our little headquarter improvement project, the phone system, different things like that. Melinda, and I can't remember, what's Melinda's last name?
Sanders. Yes.
She is our webmaster and runs the website. She's Barbara Button's daughter. And when Barbara was more hands-on, day-to-day, hour-to-hour, second-to-second involved, she knew everything that was going on, and Melinda was more involved. They still are great members and want to be a big part, but being a little bit more removed, now that responsibility is going to fall to us as a board, me as a president, for another 10 minutes. And Vance has volunteered to help out greatly. He's got some expertise in that area and has been helpful. And we're trying to get things more interactive or informative. I think a lot of the concerns and questions at the ranch over the past however many years have been maybe because of not knowing what's going on or not being able to communicate. And if we can use the phone system better and the ranch website so you can know what do we need in cabin four, what do we need at the headquarters, when are we going to do a little project here or there that people can contribute to or participate in, or a place where a member could post in and know, hey, I would really like to see the big ugly dead tree by the bend in the road removed so that I can see my kids and not run them over on the four-wheeler or whatever. Again, Vance has been very helpful there, and I think each of you may have expertise. Dustin's offered help with the computers. He was in the middle of a move, and fortunately for us, we had the stock to help out get the computers back up and running. Hey, Dustin.
And on that note of communication and the website and stuff, I've actually set up a free Yahoo Groups DSR site that that anybody can contribute to, anybody can sign up to. It's totally free. Basically, at its simplest, it's a mailing list, so you can send an email and everybody gets the email.
Kind of a random chat site. And I think our website may have that capability.
It's got a limited capability, and the reason why I put that up was really because I was not impressed with the stuff that was on the website, and so I thought, let's get something that everybody can participate in. You don't have to filter it through the webmaster and then back out again and hope that it gets put in. Anybody can post links, post pictures, post files, put it on a calendar, you know, anything you want or think about, we can put in there, and anybody can join. So, I sent an email to all the emails that I had, but if anybody is interested in it, come see me and I can tell you how to get to it. I'd really like everybody to participate, because the best thing about it is the more people post or ask questions or talk or whatever, the more we can all kind of get together and have some consensus and ideas and maybe, you know, get the board to participate, and that way we get a little bit more free flow of ideas that are happening, rather than maybe at just the board meetings or maybe just at the annual meeting. Because a lot of people maybe can't participate all the time.
The other thing we need to keep in our minds is that those that are serving on the board have basically stepped forward in a voluntary position. Yes, the ranch does pay the cost of their one lot member, one lot assessment, so essentially $400-some-odd, but that, I mean, how much of your time does $400 cost? They're doing this out of voluntary effort, and are not stepping forward for a dose or a dishing up of abuse. They each have their own life. Speaking for me personally, I've got a family and a career and a job and a hobby and a church and a scout calling, and it goes on and on. I am concerned about the ranch, and I want to do what I can, but that doesn't mean that 24 hours a day you own me. And so when you maybe hit the time when you think Ole and Linda and Bob and Ken and Larry and everybody should be paying attention to your problem, you take care of all of Ole's problems and he'll take care of yours. And Brent will probably go on to a little bit more elaboration of what some of those problems entail, and I hope it opens your eyes a little bit to know there's a lot to put into being able to go into a cabin and turn on the water and something come out other than some dust or some rat manure. Okay, I guess we've got the official. You didn't put it in an envelope so I could open it.
Oh, I can do that.
In the category of board of directors, the nominations are, I guess we'll just skip right to the winner in the category. And this should be pretty obvious all to you. The six men who have volunteered their service and time are all officially member voted upon, approved board members of the board, with Bob Becker receiving 66 votes, John Martine with 65 votes, Dustin Hollis with 64, John Southwick with 64, Kenland with 63, and Dirk Clayson with 55. So, there you have it. We will keep all of our records in a little sealed container for future documentation. So with that, I would like to...
That's all official and sealed, and no questions can be asked beyond this point.
Good.
Good questions.
I think there's always an opportunity for a question. I mean, we can...
I think it's sealed and done.
We want to thank Phil. It's impeachment,
well, thank Phil Hall for the official
even a strong request to leave would be sufficient.
The thing that I want all members to realize and recognize is we've already, in essence, and maybe this is the wrong word, but we've already wasted half the year. Last year, we could say that we wasted at least half or 75-80% of the year playing juggling. And the year before was the same. The year before was the same. The year before was the same.
Actually, we set a lot of things in movement this year. That
yeah, we have made some major plans that started in the direction. We would like to continue moving the ranch, and all members, like I said before, maybe from two different poles, all toward the center and forward, instead of some further apart backwards, but at least forward. And we only have 6 months to do it, and then my term, I was on a 2-year term which expires this September, so I will be, in essence, off the board. All of these men today are, because this is a special meeting, they are only elected until the next following
September
normally scheduled meeting. So in September, there's 7 seats open. So all of us have a little mental notepad and we're checking off, and basically all those that come up with super great ideas are likely candidates for the board, and all those that come up with a lot of griping, complaining and whining are real good candidates for the board. And really, maybe neither of those two are, you know, that causes you to step back and say, well, I don't want to lead out and give any suggestions because I'm going to get sucked into the trap. But maybe we do a great job and y'all want us back in 6 months. Maybe we're all booted out, and I don't think there's anyone on the board that would really kick and scream and say, dang it, I'm not on the board of the Deer Springs Ranch anymore. So, you have another question, Nelding?
I suppose that it's built into the system to always have a carryover that member of the board. Half the board ought to be elected 1 year and the other half the next year.
Yes.
Don't you have a carryover?
The normal system is a 2-year term, and we would have 4 and then 3. And so there would always be a core group that carries over. Because of what we've done with the resignations and the everything going on, and we had a hole in the board anyway, we could have, according to our bylaws, the board could appoint members to fill vacancies, which I thought was because of the turmoil in the board. When Candace resigned and Kathy Byrne resigned, by our bylaws and completely legally, we, and this is kind of the iffy question, we 4 members, or we, me, as the only officially legal voted board member, I could have appointed people to fill those spots. And what would that have done? Immediately I would have had 1 or 250 people screaming, saying, you know, what's Larry trying to pull? That's why I said this is the perfect time to have a vote, call for nominations. Anybody can nominate anybody else. Anybody can step forward to serve. We'll have a vote. It will be a member vote. I hope everybody's happy with the board we've got. This is what we've got, and this is what we're going to run with from now until September. In September, all 7 will go off, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hopefully, 1 or 2 or 3 of us will have a desire, haven't been beat up enough that we all say, here you go. I made a joke to the board members a while ago to say, our board should, we just go down the list, lot number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, you're the board. Next year, it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and you have mandatory service, like it or lump it. You serve and do the job and do it right, and if you goof up, we're auctioning your lot. That doesn't work. So we've got a voluntary board. Let's help them do a good job for us. Let's help us do a good job for us.
We should get to voting.
So, with that, I would like to invite John and Dustin and Dirk and Bob and John and Ken and myself. Maybe we'll sneak over outside and you guys can attack the grapes.
Yeah, goodies are here for everybody.
Have a little 5-10 minute recess and decide what we're going to do, and then we'll come back and surprise you.
Can Greg do
we'll come back.